Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
Welcome. This is Sheetal. Now, the expert who's joining us today is the founder and CEO of Funds Veda, and that is Shefali Satsangi. Now, Funds Veda is an award-winning organization that provides mutual fund distribution services and has a footprint across geographies, whether it's a Bangalore or a Bombay, Mathura, Tundla, even overseas. They're also keenly aware of the need for awareness programs, and that's part of their, you know, CSR charter as well. And interestingly, they do some great work to promote financial education in children through shows that they do. They've also been featured extensively in the media, whether it's India Today, Dalal Street Journal, CNN News 18, MoneyControl.com, Live Mint, and then some there. So we are in the safe hands of Shefali and her team with respect to what we need to get to the bottom of today. Thank you so much, Shefali, for joining us on the MoneyWise podcast, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheetal. Thank you for your kind introduction and for inviting me to the MoneyWise podcast. It's truly an honor to be a part of it.
I'll dive straight into the subject because so much to cover in the course of the short time that we have. One of the, you know, persistent myths, I should say, that we come across about mutual funds is that one must possess a good amount of money. Now, does this myth affect women investors particularly, especially those with a lower income?
Sheetal, unfortunately, this is one of the biggest myths we come across the gender spectrum. It's a very generic question that prospective investors ask us when we conduct the investor awareness programs to promote financial literacy. So we've seen investors across the gender and earning spectrum. They come to us with such doubts in mind and with a preconceived, distorted notion that one needs to bring in a huge amount of money to embark on, their investing journey. But the reality, however, is that they are pretty unaware of the basic facts that amongst other benefits of mutual fund as an asset class, the most important benefit is its flexible nature. So investors, by and large, do not need to set aside huge amounts of money to invest in a mutual fund, basically, investments are a function of their risk appetite, cash flow positions, and of course, investment objectives amongst all other salient features.
Now, there's this other prominent myth around mutual funds, and for some inexplicable reason, it doesn't seem to go away at all. And it's that one needs to be good with financial knowledge to benefit from mutual funds. Now, that is not the case in reality from what I understand. And I imagine women in traditional families are affected more adversely by this, given that many are not even allowed to manage their finances until they become much older. Do you find that to be true, Shefali?
Sheetal, I think it starts more with the firstly, by being financially conscious, which would mean being cognizant of one's own finances first, be it earning, saving, spending, or allocating and investing. So I feel budgeting is the key. So you must have heard of the 50-30-20 rule. The idea is here to divide your income into three categories, right? So spending 50% on the needs, 30% on the wants, and 20% on savings and investment. So I feel the next step would be to define one's financial goals and objectives, and further dividing them into, say, timelines and target orientation. So example, I'll just give you a small example. Where are you financially positioned at the current juncture? And where do you realistically want to be, say, 10 to 15 years from now? Now, I could say another form of target orientation is, say, setting up a retirement corpus goal of, say, 4 to 5 crores INR in the next 15, 20 years, right? So lastly, it is highly advisable to consult a professional, who could just help out structure a pathway in this investment journey, say through a mix of SIPs to achieve those predefined goals. Of course, periodic review and rebalancing also need to be considered. And yes, over your second query, yes, I totally agree with you that despite the ongoing progression of, women empowerment all over these years, I think we still see a majority of women being very apprehensive about, taking the front foot on everything related to finance, right? So traditionally, finances, as you know, were handled by the male members of the family. And this led to conservatism to a large extent on the part of women due to such exclusion. So the perspective of a gender-driven role in finance over a time period that's led to a lot of women losing faith in themselves, I feel, consequently hindering their efforts to learn more about personal finance. So traditional gender roles see basically men handling the finances and, you know, women caring for the children in home. So somewhere down the line, I feel some, you know, women have been conditioned to seek help and guidance from their male counterparts. And therefore, subconsciously, they consider managing finances to be, you know, a gendered role for men. So I think in India, Sheetal, we still have a long way to go because the world of investments and finance has always been, like, you know, deemed as the gentleman's domain. And this problem, I feel, is deeply rooted and stems from a myriad of factors and variables in play. So it also depends on whether a woman is, you know, from a conservative background or a modern mindset background, whether she's working, non-working, belongs to a nuclear family, or she's a part of a larger joint family. Then again, if she's married, the entire equation of her husband's family, the and their perspectives that come into play. Lastly, I feel education too plays a very vital part in this entire equation, Sheetal.
You're listening to MoneyWise, successful investment ideas that create wealth. Did you know?
Investment in mutual funds continue to see a healthy trend despite volatility in the stock market. In financial year 23, 1.82 lakh crore rupees was invested in mutual funds by Indians, largely due to a strong interest from retail investors.
Personal finance simplified, only on MoneyWise.
Now, you spoke about goals some time back, and mutual funds are not just for long-term investments, as we understand the instrument. They also serve as well for shorter and mid-term investments. Sure, I mean, we understand that long-term is more advisable, but mutual funds are really quite versatile in that sense. So how, in your expert opinion, can we help women investors understand these investment vehicles and how they provide financial freedom in multiple ways?
Sheetal, I personally feel women need to understand that financial freedom basically opens up a world of possibilities for you. So with the right kind of investments in mutual funds, I think a woman can really secure the financial future for herself and her loved ones as well, wherein she could, say, achieve short-term goals like purchasing a car, or long-term goals like buying a house, or, you know, retirement goals. And if you see, empirical data shows that women usually tend to outlive men, okay? So consequently, women are left feeling lost and unprepared, facing considerable financial challenges. And I think that makes it imperative for them to be really fin-wise and proactive with their finances and invest in mutual funds for long-term wealth creation. So that they are financially free in the future. And Sheetal, one major challenge that women face is during the child-rearing years, right? So during these years, it is more of a challenge to save money. So the app strategy would be to overcome this, would be to start saving and investing early through SIPs into mutual funds as much as one can before planning a family, right? And at Fundsveda, we've always propagated a sense of responsible money management. You know, women need to realize their true financial potential. And how can that be done? That can be done by starting investing early, focusing on goal-based investments, earmarking, or you could, you know, assign SIPs to each goal, routing their savings into tax-efficient instruments. I think that's very important. And of course, de-risking the portfolio by, you know, diversifying or spreading their investments across different asset classes. So that at the end of the day, you know, a solid corpus is created for them year on year. So financial freedom basically empowers women, you know, not to be dependent on anybody, including their children later on in life. And they are in control of their own lives, right? So, and I've also seen that financially independent women often become role models for their children. And they help in uprooting the age-old, you know, those gender biases that are deeply rooted in our culture.
Now, this one's specifically for younger women, right? There's also this overarching belief that women do not handle finances. Now, while that is going away slowly as more women take charge of their finances, in your experience, what has been the biggest transformation due to women beginning to take charge of their finances individually as well as for the family? I'm sure you've come across several examples of of that being the case in the course of your work. It's quite a change in traditional roles, right?
Yes, Sheetal, spot on. In fact, historically speaking, women hardly had any say in financial decision making, and awareness levels were, you could say, negligible. But somehow the landscape today is changing, and access to education, working opportunities, and, you know, inclination for empowerment, that's bolstered confidence levels in women to not only understand the modalities of finance and investments, but also to take up work-related opportunities in finance. So consequently, you could say it is safe to say that women are moving up the learning curve and are better informed than before. But as I had already mentioned, financial consciousness is the starting point of financial freedom, right? So we've seen that when women take charge of the finances and participate in financial decisions, ultimately they feel secure, they feel confident, and they have control over their money, and they have the freedom to pursue their goals, right? So this gradual transformation or transformative process that's enabled women to move on from a passive role into being an active participant in financial decision making. And this has, I think, brought about a significant change in their overall well-being in terms of security, as I said earlier, confidence and the welfare of the family, particularly children. So we've been seeing that increasingly, if the woman of the house has control over the household finance, it's provided many, many benefits, such as greater investment in, children's education and reduction in domestic violence as well. I feel personally that economic empowerment that increases when women gain access to resources, education, information, and the assurance also, you know, to take charge on their own economic well-being.
Now, here's the thing. I really love my mantras. People who listen to the Money Wise podcast know that this one is quite the feature. So what, according to you, are the key investment mantras for women investors, Shefali? And what is that one myth that you really want to bust? I know we've spoken about several of them in the course of the conversation, but one that you've come across pretty often in the course of your work as you interact with your clients on a daily basis.
I think every woman, irrespective of their background, should acknowledge the importance of financial planning and financial consciousness. I think that's extremely important. So I could give you, say, 9 to 10 pointers, which may serve as a guide. Firstly, I think it's about goal setting. So set your financial goals, whether they're short term, medium term, or long term, in a very clear and coherent way. Okay, so you need to define and chart out your goals and then prioritize them accordingly. Then you could, you know, work on a budget. So what is a budget? It's basically a concept of cash flows, right? So cash in minus cash out. So include your savings in your budget. So what I say is treat your savings account like any other monthly bill by making a monthly payment towards it and contributing towards it. Thirdly, I could say, yes, contingency fund. So you could create a contingency fund, which is a pool of readily available funds, you know, to help you meet with your emergency needs. So I think around 9 to 12, monthly expenses should be put in a contingency fund, and you could put it in a savings account or liquid funds as well. So that's point number three. The fourth one, I would suggest that you could create a safety net in terms of, you know, health insurance plan, critical illness covers, life insurance for a secure financial future, right? And of course, it's also important to try and own a home as early as possible. Sixth, maybe you could clear off all your debts as soon as possible. And the seventh one, which is retirement planning, I think people do not take it very seriously. So one, you should always remember that, among personal financial goals, one of the most crucial should be retirement planning. And it should start from the day you start drawing your first salary, in fact. Right? The next mantra is about investing. So what is investing? It's all about making your money work harder, right? So to create a capital, to create wealth and capital appreciation. But while investing, I think you need to consider these data points. You need to invest through proper asset allocation. You need to diversify through, you know, across asset classes, across styles of investing. because diversification basically helps you to neutralize volatility, right? It helps in mitigating risks. So you could invest in gold, properties, FD, PPF, mutual funds through SIPs, fixed income. So there are n number of asset classes where you could diversify your investments. Yeah. And you need to also, you know, many women do not understand the product before investing. I think this is a very important thing. One should always understand the product before investing, right? Mm. The ninth I would share is keep revisiting your investment portfolio yearly and refine it as you progress to suit your changing needs. So portfolio revision and rebalancing is a must. Mm-hmm. And last but not the least, I think it's about organizing financial documentation. You know, keep your financial records organized and safeguard your financial files, because I've seen a lot of women, they have no idea about where the insurance documents are, where the PAN cards are, where the property documents are. I think this is very important for the woman of the house to know where the financial documentation is kept.
On a final note, I know we've spoken about several myths, Shefali, but what's that one myth that you want to bust here and now when it comes to women in general and finances? Something that you come across or an observation perhaps in your interactions with your clients in the course of Funds Veda work?
So this is not a myth that is only related to women. I think a lot of men and women, I think they have this common myth that financial planning is a one-time fix. Okay. Mm-hmm. The first thing to remember is that financial planning is a holistic whole life process. It's not a one-time fix, because your financial goals may keep changing over the years due to changes in your, say, lifestyle or circumstances such as marriage, birth, house purchase, maybe, you know, change of job status. So keep revisiting and revise your financial plan as time goes by to reflect these, so that these changes are reflected and in your plan. And you can stay on track with your short and long-term goals as well.
I think that's a very important point you've raised. And I'm glad we are wrapping up that note on financial wellness, really, because a lot of experts in wellness and well-being count financial wellness as part of that entire gamut of things we need to consider, in addition to physical, mental, social. Now, there's also financial. So I'm happy that that came through quite clearly on today's conversation. And Shefali, you've given us plenty to think about. Thank you so much for setting us off on this journey towards financial independence and freedom. It's been wonderful having you on the show today.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. It was an honor to be a part of it. Thank you so much, Sheetal.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by Bandhan Mutual Fund. Check out the rest of our series for more investment advice. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.